SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Ang pinagbabatayang inflation ay bumaba sa pinakamababang antas ito sa loob ng tatlong taon sa quarter ng Disyembre. Sinabi ng ekonomista na pinalalakas ito ang kaso para sa pagbabawas ng pre-election rate sa susunod na buwan. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat. Isang tanda ng ilang potensyal na kaluwagan para sa mga may-ari ng bahay pagkatapos ng tatlong taon ng pagtiga ng interest rate. Tinataas ang pagkakataon ng punong ministro na makapasok sa isang halalan na may pinakamabisang sandata sa kampanya.
It is welcome news. It is indicative of the hard work that the government has done when it comes to responsible economic management.
Ang pinagbabatayan na inflation para sa taon ay pumalo sa 3.2%, mas mababa kaysa sa inaasahan sa merkado. Sinabi ni Treasurer Jim Chalmers na magandang balita ito.
The fight against inflation is not yet over, but these are incredibly encouraging signs that we are getting on top of this challenge in our economy.
Sinabi niya na ito ay pag-aksyon ng Reserve Bank.
I'm not going to make any sort of commentary which can be confused with giving free advice to the Independent Reserve Bank or making predictions.
Nagsimulang tumaas ang interest rate noong nakaraang kampanya ng federal na halalan. At noong 2022, nanatiling umaasa ang Noy Treasurer na si Josh Frydenberg.
So I have great confidence in the state of the Australian economy right now, but also in the ability of Australian households to deal with the challenges they face.
Iyon ay sa panahon ng una sa rate na pumalo ng hanggang 13 beses sa pagtaas ng interest rate habang sinubukan ng central bank na pabagali ng pagtaas ng presyo. Ang underlying inflation o pinagbabatayang inflation ay umabot sa 6.8% at nanatili sa itaas ng target band mula noon. Ang mga ekonomista tulad ni Cheryl Murphy mula sa EY Oceania ay nagpepresyo ngayon ng hanggang 90% tsansa ng pagbabawas ng rate sa susunod na buwan.
Certainly opens the door to a rate cut that might not have been there before. The only caveat I'd put on that is of course the inflation number isn't the only number that the Reserve Bank looks at.
Habang positibong larawan naman ang tinitignan ng tesorero.
Inflation is down, wages are up, unemployment is low, and 1.1 million jobs have been created.
Sinabi naman ni Opposition Finance Spokesperson Jane Hume, hindi lahat ay nakakaramdam ng mga epekto ng naturang bilang.
If people out there are feeling poorer, it's not all in your heads. You in fact are poorer. You're poorer than you were 3 years ago.
Sa kanlurang Sydney, sinabi ng pamilya Addy na ang bagong school year ay nakakadagdag sa stress sa mahigpit na budget.
As for the bills, they are very high. The water bill, the internet, and the rent. If the family does not pull together, it cannot live.
Kung pagsasama-samahin ng bayad sa renta, mga bayarin at gastos sa groceries, narito ang pagtatasa ni Ginoong Addy, kaugnay ng gobyerno.
Despite the government's attempts, it's not enough because the citizen has not seen this on the ground.
Kabilang sila sa milyong-milyong nahihirapang makayana ng tumataas na gastusin, sinabi ni Ms. Murphy, habang bumababa ang mga gastos sa ilang lugar, na tiling mas mataas naman ang inflation ng upa at insurance.
Yes, they're getting some relief on some things, but certainly not everything. And I think across the board, people are still really feeling that pain.
Nakatakdang maganap ang halalan sa loob ng susunod na ilang buwan at sinasabi ng mga ekonomista na lalo silang nag-aalala ng anumang kaluwagan sa rate ay maaring panandalian habang ang mga partido ay gumagastos o gumastos sa malaki upang manalo sa botohan. Yan ang ulat ng binuo ni Anna Henderson at Sophie Bennett para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Anna Limulata para sa SBS Filipino.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.